Warheads Weekly!
Hello!
It's like Game of the Week!
Game of the Week! We apologize, fans. We have not been able to produce an edition of Warheads Weekly this week. You will be happy to know that the Willie Warheads got their first win of the season Monday night.
We did!
But more importantly, more relevant to the current situation, we are here in the Ambassadome for the second round of the Intramural Basketball Postseason Tournament.
We totally are. All the fans are out. I can
all
see four of them.
Four. Anyway, tonight we have a rematch of our first game of the year. If you remember that, the Bucket Getters will be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight.
Yeah, we are certain of their name for the entire game.
A slightly different team, as Kyle Wicklund will be playing for the Sixers tonight.
Yeah, that's a big addition. In the sense that he is 6'7". Played basketball for Ozark at one point.
Yep.
He's wearing last year's team shoes. Really funny. It wasn't on the team last year, but, you know, not a big deal.
We're about to get started. Travis is somewhere. He was here, and then he wasn't.
Travis is in the process of pregame rituals, and so we're not gonna stomp on that.
That's a good point. Rhett, players to watch for both sides, and score prediction.
Okay, players to watch for both sides. I'm gonna take the backcourt of the 76ers here. Colton Banks, you know, he's a court general. He's shifty. It's like trying to guard a water bug. It's crazy. If he can keep up with Jathril Bennett, it could really change the complexion of this game. On the getter side, I'm gonna call out Micah Boo, and that's a big front court the 76ers are toting. They got a truckload of players that play front court ball, and Micah Boo is gonna have to be that junkyard dog, that heaven hound, and really have to get after it.
All right, my personal picks, I'm going to say for the Sixers, Rhett was very broad, but I'm going to go with Caleb Harney. I feel like Harney's the X factor for the Sixers. A really athletic guy, can make a lot of plays for him, sometimes a little underrated with the other talent in the backcourt. Yeah, he's on the docket to be interviewed. But I think he'll be a player to watch for the 76ers. For the Bucket Getters, Josh Howerton's making eye contact with me right now, so he's always the player to watch. I'm going to say Josh gets approximately 12 points tonight. I'm going to say 12. Travis, who you got?
Players to watch. 76ers, it's going to be Colton Banks. He's going to control the pace of the game. He's going to be super serious, super serial, everything. For the Bucket Getters, Christian Schultz, the Tin Man himself. If he shoots well, it's tough to beat these Bucket Getters.
It'll be interesting to see how his ankle holds up as well.
Yeah.
What ankles?
I'd like to say I was listening in pregame, and Jathril Bennett gave an inspirational pregame speech and said basically along the lines of best case scenario, they have two games left in intramural wise. It has been a pleasure.
That almost
it's
makes you tear up.
Ride for the Bucket Getters.
I mean, they've been guests every other week, so we should keep it that way.
If you keep them as guests, we can complain about
tearing
the fact
up,
that guests.
Tearing up.
Hey, have you guys ever watched James Harden play live?
I've never watched James
You're
Harden play.
You are?
Oh my. Let's go. Spencer Hahn.
Kyle Wicklund.
Spencer Hahn,
yeah.
Breaking news. You heard it here live-ish. First.
Almost live.
Spencer Hahn's calling a James Harden-esque performance, which means we don't look for him.
I got 51 last night.
51. 51 is what Spence is saying. I also assume that means he's not going to play defense.
It's literally just the beard.
Yeah. He's going to play really dirty defense.
He'll do the James
Only
Harden
shoot
celebration
ever
afterwards.
Shoot ever.
Well, here we go, ready for the tip. Henry Boyd versus Kyle Wicklund for the tip.
Henry Boyd looks very bashful.
He looks awkward, but he does that a lot. Here comes the throw. Oh, the pump fake from Jared Witt for the tip. You could cut.
That's unprofessional.
You could cut a knife with the tension in here. Wait.
With a butter knife.
Wait.
But although I don't understand why anyone would want to cut the tension, because nothing ever happens well when you cut tension.
Well, you know. The 76ers with the tip. Colton Banks bringing it up with Jake Bennett guarding him. Passes into Wicklund in the post, who shoots a fadeaway over Micah Boo, and that is good. And the 76ers, 15 seconds into this game, are leading 2-0.
Breaking news. Kyle Wicklund's on the court. That's going to be tough to stop.
Yep.
player. He wasn't in, I don't know if he was our players to watch.
Henry Boyd!
Henry Boyd! Henry Boyd did a great job of hitting that three, getting open. Jake Bennett did a great job of evading the defense. Zach Merrill kind of left Henry Boyd to try to go get a steal from Jake Bennett, and Henry hit the three. He almost got a steal on the other end. Yeah.
Henry Boyd just hit more threes in 30 seconds of this game than he did in the entire game on Tuesday.
Stepping up. It's the playoffs. He knows.
Playoffs? This is Jake Bennett from three.
Long.
Just a little long. Caleb Harney rebounds.
Real raucous crowd tonight.
Yep.
All six.
We're up to six fans. This is amazing.
We're near a record. If we get three more.
Merrill
fans.
From three. Zach Merrill can't hit the three. Micah Boo with the rebound.
Yeah, if you remember, last year's championship game was the highest attended game in Ozark Intermural history, and they had 12 fans.
It was great. It was a big game.
For the first half, I was there. I left after the first half, so it was 11 fans.
At no point was I there, so I have no idea. Henry Boyd with the fadeaway jumper from the short corner. You hear the cries of "Give him the rock" from the Bucket Getters bench. Henry Boyd has 5 points in the Bucket Getters lead, 5-2. I think the key for the game tonight will be the perimeter game of the Bucket Getters big men. If they can get the Philadelphia 76ers big men out of the lane on the offensive end, that'll open up driving lanes for the guards of the Bucket Getters and allow them to score more.
Also, game plan for the 76ers, get Kyle Wicklund the ball and get out of the way.
As Caleb Harney airbanks a three, Bucket Getters fighting for the rebound. Caleb Shoemake comes up with it, and they come back the other way. Caleb Shoemake passed it. Didn't go where it was supposed to go. Sixers ball. Nate Wesley likes the help defense being played. As Colton Banks gets in the lane. Oh, my. A very nice back cut from Zach Merrill. Typically, you would teach them to use the backboard on the layup. Zach Merrill did no such thing and missed the layup. As Jake Bennett, coming the other way, misses the jumper in the lane. And the Sixers get the rebound, come back the other way.
Colton Banks with the one-leg sleeve.
Yeah, that's interesting. Usually if someone wears knee pads, they're wearing two, but not our Colton. As Zach Merrill pulls from three and hits.
Colton Banks does not care about
And this game is tied.
Well-being.
Well, you know.
Because he knows he has Zach Merrill.
Zach Merrill hits the three. This game is tied. Merrill with a little unorthodox shot for him, but it works for him. Oh, Josiah Weiss blocks the greatest scorer in Ozark Intermural history. And the Philadelphia 76ers recover the loose ball. Wicklund's fouled in transition.
They said the reason they call the foul a push foul is because
he got pushed.
Because you get pushed, it doesn't necessarily mean you move at all.
Yeah.
And that's what the case was.
I just want to say that the push foul was called against Jake Bennett.
Oh, Zach
Bennett
Merrill
was called
can't
against,
hit from NBA range.
The
Go
push
on.
Foul was against Jake Bennett on Kyle Wicklund. How much pushing really could have gone on?
That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. You can push all you want. I don't know if he's going to move. It's like trying to push Mount Rushmore over a little bit.
Similar. Caleb Shoemake with the steal.
Lots of wolves.
Caleb Shoemake with the steal goes the other way, splits the double team on the fast break, hits the layup. The Bucket Getters, with 16 minutes left in the first half, lead 5-7. Colton Banks sizing up the defense, goes baseline, brings the defense with him, doesn't shoot, passes it out. Wicklund in the post.
Triple team.
Triple team on Kyle Wicklund. He says, "I don't really care about that," and he scores. And this game is tied.
He said, and I quote, "I used to play for Missouri Southern," end quote.
As the Bucket Getters come back the other way, the double screen from Micah Boo and Henry Boyd. Caleb Shoemake from NBA range leaves it a little short. If he was like a step closer, probably would have made that.
He would have been getting buckets.
And the Sixers come back the other way. Colton Banks missed long. If he would have been shooting from where Caleb was shooting, he would have made it. And if Caleb would have been shooting from where Colton shot it, he would have made it. You know, it's interesting to think
and
about.
And if North Carolina would have beaten the team that they lost to, they would have won.
That's an excellent point. Micah Boo hits the jumper.
And if Coach K wasn't a robot,
wise advice, wouldn't be nearly as good. Wise advice from Nate Wesley, the team with the most points wins. And if Coach K was not a robot, Duke wouldn't be as good at basketball.
Mm-hmm. Been wearing the same lucky suit since 1973.
Kyle Wicklund Not sure if he's a robot or not, but he makes the jumper from just inside the three-point line, and this game's tied back up at 9 points.
I think the term cyborg with him.
That makes sense. Henry Boyd.
Because, you see, robots can run without getting tired.
Henry Boyd misses the three. Sixers with the rebound. They're taking their time working it back up the court. A Joe Seton-less and Dawson Omischlecker-less Philadelphia 76ers we're seeing tonight. We have mentioned that Kyle Wicklund's playing, but not as much depth from the Sixers tonight. As Caleb Harney, Josiah Weiss missed the jumper. Caleb Harney puts it back in. And the Sixers have the lead.
11-9. Spencer Hahn.
That's a 2-point lead.
Spencer James Harden Hahn on the bench waiting to come in to drop his 51 for the night.
Oh, Caleb Shoemake. Caleb Shoemake has at least four that I know of right now as he hits another tough layup coming down the lane. This game's tied back up. Kyle Wicklund runs to the sideline, checks his phone, and now he's running back to the offensive end. That's a new strategy. We'll see how it pays off.
Because he's gonna go after your girl and buckets.
Oh my!
He's a great player on and off the court at the same time.
Colton Banks had a little shimmy move, hit the fadeaway jumper.
Christian Schultz!
Oh wow! Oh, the ankle's fine.
In case no one knows,
the 10-man himself.
I feel as if I need to inform. Christian Schultz is the greatest scorer in the history of intramural basketball.
He hits the three-pointer to give the Bucket Getters a one-point lead. Zach Merrill wants it back, misses the three.
With the Rhino defense.
The Matador defense, whatever you want to call it. Colton Banks spinning into the lane, lays it in. What a play, a one-point lead.
He put it in spin cycle just like they did on the Little Rascals whenever they needed to win that race.
Oh, okay. A little one-man press there from Kyle Wicklund. Bucket Getters have no trouble with it.
Nope, he actually stayed on the court.
Nope, he's standing in the lane unless he's got his phone there. Jake Bennett, a good take.
Whoa!
Oh, my! Jake Bennett with a nice take. Couldn't hit the layup. The one-handed tip putback from Caleb Shoemake. He's got six.
Shoemake with the short white guy version of the windmill putback jam.
That was good. That was good. If we were playing 21, Jake Bennett would have 0 points and could only get tipped two more times before he was out.
Mm-hmm. But for everyone's sake, it could have been a walk there on Zach Merrill.
Yeah, well, you know, a little give and go action from Merrill and Colton Banks. Oh! Ooh! 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 In the words of Nate Wesley, a lot of ball on that.
You know, I'm never going to question the officials, but I personally don't think that was a good call.
Red, I think Jared heard you.
Oh. No, I'm sorry, Jared. I didn't mean for you to hear that. Apology.
Yeah.
The officials are doing a good job. They're out there working hard.
Josiah Weiss came in the lane.
I just happened to disagree with one particular call.
Josiah Weiss came in the lane. Christian Schultz blocked the shot. Also fouled Josiah Weiss as he makes one of the free
throws.
Turns
out a bicep to the back of the head's a foul, folks.
Yeah, that's a new rule. And Bucket Getters up one.
Let him play, Coach.
No blood, no foul. Jake Bennett from a couple steps off the line.
He's got it. Jake Bennett for three.
As cool as the other side of the pillow, and the Bucket Getters are up four.
That shot was, dare I say it, heroic.
Looking like the love child of, like, Allen Iverson and Fabio.
I don't even know what that means, but I love it. Oh, a good – the ball got knocked out of Kyle Wicklund's hands by one Micah Boo, but – ball went out of bounds. It will be the 76ers ball.
Can I just comment that Jared Witt's probably the best looking official that Ozark's ever seen.
However, he is the second best looking usher for your wedding, Travis. Behind yours truly.
Oh. Yeah. For the record, I'm the best looking best man at the wedding.
You're also the only best man.
Which means he
I
is
I don't think
correct.
That's important. You know.
Anyway, we're halfway through the first half. The Bucket Getters enjoying a 19-17 lead as they have the ball on their end of the court. Caleb Shoemake works it at the top of the key, makes a pass to the wing to Jake Bennett, who takes a few dribbles, gets in the lane, kicks it back out to Shoemake, who pulls up from three, and
got it!
Cash!
Caleb
the bank still
it.
Or he didn't I don't. He didn't bank that. I don't know what
I was trying
to make.
That three ball was playing hard to get. It was B&Q, but eventually it did accept the date.
It did. They went to coffee, and the kickball from Shoemake at the other end. And
I can only think that Caleb learned that from yours truly, Monty Shoemake.
when you say yours truly, that means you're referring to yourself.
No. Just somebody's truly.
Oh.
Someone else is truly. He's definitely truly.
Oh, my. What appeared to be a travel from Zach Merrill, he then lowered his shoulder into Nate Wesley. Nate Wesley with a grade A flop.
Mm-hmm.
Zero whistles blown on the play. Ooh, a hard foul from Merrill on the other end.
Nate Beckham.
As Nate Wesley draws the foul.
Merrill wanting the elbow.
Yep. And Caleb Shoemake has, according to my personal calculations in my mind, Caleb Shoemake has at least 9 points for the Bucket Getters of their 22 right now. And he, can't get two more as he missed the layup. Wicklund with the rebound. Outlet to Colton Banks coming back the other way.
Scared for Wicklund when he went up for that rebound. He almost hit his head on the rim.
Yep. And Colton Banks with a nice jumper just inside the free throw line in traffic.
He gets the members bounce.
Yep. And it's a three-point deficit for the Philadelphia 76ers. Jake Weiss has checked into the game for his cousin Josiah. And someone scored for the Bucket Getters. I wasn't paying attention. They have a 5-point lead.
Ship it up to be a good game. Really sound, solidly played game.
Two evenly matched teams. Oh, a nice steal by
both teams.
Yeah, there was a steal by the Bucket Getters and then another steal by the 76ers.
Nate gets back on defense.
And Nate did play defense there as Wicklund. The quick spin, the fadeaway over Mike Abu.
You know, that's
hits
it. Be tough to stop.
That was Dirk-esque. And it's a 3-point deficit of the 21 points that the 76ers have.
Oh,
sad day.
Dang it.
But of the 21 points that the Sixers have, I would be willing to bet that Colton Banks and Kyle Wicklund have at least 15 of them. Some really hard defense.
10 seconds.
That was
close.
Wow. It's getting a little scrappy on the court as there was a lot of hard defense played in the backcourt by the Bucket Getters. They used every bit of that 10-second clock to get it across, the Sixers did. And then a hard foul at the other end.
12 seconds of the 10-second clock.
I don't know what happened. It looked like Colton Banks got fouled, but now the Bucket Getters have the ball. So I don't
think he was a little bit out of control before the foul happened. And if you're out of control before the foul happens, you're out of control. There is no foul.
That's why
I never get fouled.
Good call. Caleb Shoemake was totally in control but missed the jumper. Jake Bennett, again in control, missed the putback. I just don't do good at paying attention sometimes, and I apologize.
Christian, the 10-man Schultz, ready to check in down here at the table.
Yep, that is true, as Kyle Wicklund misses the jumper from the left elbow. Gitter's coming back in transition.
Christian's fresh off a new oil can, ready to go out there.
And the Sixers in transition. Colton Banks, a good lob pass to Caleb Harney.
Yeah.
Bobbled it a little bit, went out of bounds.
Classic 9 route, dropped it right in over the outside shoulder.
Spencer Hahn checking in for Jake Bennett.
The only issue is that in basketball you only get 2 steps to catch it, not 3.
And
he was also out of bounds.
If you step out of bounds, the other team gets the ball, the clock doesn't stop.
Yeah, that's the same rule as with football.
Christian 10-man Schultz is in the game for Mike Abu.
And he makes his presence felt as he buries the 3 in. In someone's eye, I wasn't really paying much attention. Was it in Wicklund's?
I don't think it happened, but I pictured Christian saying, "Go back to Southern."
What I heard was Christian spitting some dirt, put it on his eyes. He said, "Kyle, go wash yourself off. You got it. You'll be able to see again."
He's going for another one. He's going. Can't hit that one. While we were talking about what Christian Schultz may or may not have said. Josiah Weiss hit a jumper on the other end to cut it to a 4-point deficit. Timeout for the Getters as they get a rebound. Or for the Sixers. Getters. Christian Schultz missed the 3-pointer. Sixers get the rebound, call a timeout.
There was a foul before that. Nate Wesley with the hugging foul.
You know, he's just trying to spread some love. I don't know why the refs are mad at him.
You know, just trying to spread the church, Acts 2. Isn't that right, all you Church of Christers out there?
Yep.
Red, you've been a little quiet. How about you give us a breakdown?
Here's the thing. It's been a well-played game.
Has it?
Very, very technical, very sound, also very terribly played by about half the people. It's classic Unimo playoff basketball. It's physical. It's crazy. Zach Merrill has been in and out of the game, which makes sense because he's trying to transition back into the player's role from coaching.
That's true.
Coaching just last Tuesday against the Buccaneers.
And by last Tuesday, we mean 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. He was coached for about a half and 5 seconds against the Buccaneers. Got fired. Said, you know what? If I'm not good enough to be a coach yet, I might as well go back and be a player. And I think it's going to work out for him. He's just trying to step back into it, get back in that game shape. He got a fresh cut today.
Fresh Doug. Looks like he shaved.
He shaved. He looks very well. But they're going to his team's going to need him because Kyle Wicklund can't just be the only forward.
That's true. Ooh, almost had a Weiss-to-Weiss connection there.
That would have been cool.
But it was a kick ball and a Sixers ball. I think if my calculations are correct, counting people who are here because they're playing the next game, the crowd's up to about 13 people. This is impressive.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen it like this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
There's a certain vigor and life
13,
to the gym right now.
Oh, we're up to like 15 if you count the people down at the end down here.
Wow.
Oh, Wicklund gets in the lane, draws a foul, tried to split the double team of Schultz and Shoemake.
He said, I am a large man. I can jump high, throw the ball up in the air. I'll grab it and put it towards the orange thing. And it works.
And now he goes to the free throw line for two shots with 4.5 minutes
this
left in the first half.
His strength, but you know what? He's going to make it anyway.
It's the first one. Bucket Getters lead 27-25. Getters still the guests on the scoreboard this week. A recurring theme. As Wicklund hits both free throws, 1 point game. We're hearing some strategy on the Bucket Getters bench as they're planning out their substitutions. Nate Wesley in the post, something you don't see every day, as Jake Weiss plays some good defense on him. He goes up.
He forgot Kyle Wicklund's big.
And he forgot that he's not quite as big.
Wicklund. Oh, he missed.
He threw up the half-court shot, drew the reach from Nate. Now it will be Sixers ball coming back the other way.
Sixers are down 25-27. It's a two-point game.
We have.
With 3 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first half. This is a good game, folks.
It's been great. If you are not here and you're listening to this, that means you missed the game, and shame on you.
But you should just go.
And Colton Banks with the step back three to give the Sixers a lead.
Step back three.
Yeah, crossover step back three.
Spencer Hahn. Spencer Harden.
He's cooking.
Nate Wesley, turn around. No.
Oh, my. Nate Wesley.
Shot up,
a good shot.
Josh Howerton is doing
it's work. A rebound. He draws a foul. What a guy. What a man. What a hair.
What a voice.
What hair. What a voice.
Josh Howerton
draws
the
foul. What a person. Mm-hmm. Going to the free throw line. Henry Boyd says no foul, but, you know, I wouldn't complain about it if I was him. As Howerton hits the free throw, ties the game up. Good makeup call in the words of Henry Boyd on that play as Josh misses the second free throw, which he just wanted to keep it interesting. That ties the game up.
Yeah, and if you didn't catch the end of his speech, he also said Larry Pachauer is overrated.
I didn't hear that, Rhett.
Oh,
steal. Christian Schultz makes the steal. The quick outlet pass to Jake Bennett, who gets up the court. A contested layup with Caleb Harney-Gardner. He can't finish.
He wanted Josh Howerton to flush it off the glass.
Jake Weiss getting to the rim, can't finish. Josiah's there to try to clean it up, can't. Misses multiple putbacks. Kyle Wicklund puts it in.
Kyle Wicklund.
I mean, other people can finish too, but Kyle's one of those people. We'd also like to mention that this segment of Game of the Week is brought to you by Myers Electrical Sales and Associates. Is that Logan?
No.
Oh, it's not Logan. Myers.
Yeah.
They serve electrical distribution in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're a great company. I don't know much about them, but I'm sure that my dad did business with them at one point or another, and they gave him a coffee cup.
That's fabulous.
And then I took the coffee cup from my home kitchen
to
my college here.
Nate Wesley went to the free throw line at some point, and he missed the free throw. And Josiah Weiss stepped out of bounds going for the rebound. It will be Bucket Getters ball under their own basket with 2 minutes left in the first half and
Austin
a tied
with the
game.
Emphatic out of bounds call.
That was great. Great effort on the whistleblowing. Nate Wesley gets the ball in the post. Oh! Made a good. Had a good spin move. Faked Merrill out.
Nate Wesley calling for the yellow. He wants the yellow card. He wants to see the yellow card.
Lost. Something happened. he traveled because he got fouled. 76ers. He felt like he got fouled in some capacity. And now Sixers come back the other way.
Apparently he got hit in his eye through his rec specs.
Yep. Caleb Harney with from three. Nope. And that is out of bounds as it hit the shot clock. Bucket Getters will have the ball with a minute and 42 seconds left in the first half in a tie game.
It's tied at 30.
Even with a 35-second shot clock, I think they should.
Jake Bennett pulls up from the free throw line. I think Travis was about to say they should hold the ball, and Jake Bennett ran about 5 seconds off the clock before he scored.
Yeah, well, turns out you don't always have to listen to me.
Yep. Take notes, Jenny. And Colton Banks.
Don't worry, she's not going to listen.
I know. I was just, you know, advice for the rest of her life. You don't always have to listen to Travis.
In fact,
most of the time you probably don't have to.
Yeah.
Caleb Shoemaker, a nice putback and one.
Yeah.
The bench is excited down here. The 76ers scored to tie it back up.
Man.
The Bucket Getters came back the other way, missed the initial shot. Shoemaker put it back in and got fouled.
Caleb Shoemaker did his best Micah Boo impression. Just
minus
slightly
the do-rag.
Less hair, no do-rag, and he probably smells better.
Caleb Shoemaker makes the free throw, runs over to the bench to try to get a high five from his girlfriend, who was paying no attention at all. That's awkward.
Was he making fun of Kyle Wicklin and acting like he was going to check his phone?
Ooh, good point. As Zach Merrill misses the three, a little hustle for the loose ball. I don't know who that was off of. Getters are going to get it. Get the loose ball.
All right.
Caleb Harney says that was a difficult call. And Bucket Getters have the ball with 47 seconds left in the first half with a three-point lead. We'll see if they can get a quick shot, or are they going to try to slow it down?
Well, if I was the team, I would probably try to go for two.
Good call.
Two for one, not just two.
Oh, good. Thanks, Travis.
Good.
Josh Howerton getting in the lane, kicks it out to Bennett, who also gets in the lane and gets it stolen from him. The one-man fast break that is Zach Merrill passes ahead to Caleb Harney, who draws the foul from Nate Wesley, and he will go to the line.
Caleb Harney's going to go to the line. I don't know if he's ever played basketball, if he played it in high school or whatnot, but
he played football.
He is one of the most athletic people I know. So.
That's true. I would second that.
The Bucket Getters, they hold a three-point lead with 21.9 seconds left here in the first half. I can't feel my nose, and that's why I'm talking like this.
I was wondering why Travis had switched his commentating voice.
My name's Paul.
Hi.
Free throw two up. Off back iron and in. Harney makes it a one-point game. Nate's going to go really fast. Draw a charge.
Oh, a charge. Colton Banks drawing the charge with 16 seconds left in the half. Henry Boyd thinks he was in the circle.
Classic rule of basketball. If you run into the paint with your hair on fire, it doesn't generally work out for you.
Good call.
His hair wasn't ever actually on fire, though, just to make sure.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
In the words of Jeff Snell, it's a metaphor.
Yep. That's the half.
That's half. And Bucket Getters lead 35-34.
Real close game.
Real hard fought.
Tensions are high. It's a clash of intramural titans.
Really.
Yeah. Teams that only met at the very beginning of the season, so it's almost like a fresh start for them.
It really is.
There's really not much carryover from game one that you can learn to speak of. Very interesting.
Throw the scouting reports out the window, folks. This is the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we go to halftime. Travis, what were some big takeaways that you got from the first half?
Big takeaways. I think it's the bench production of the Bucket Getters that has them with this one-point lead. Mainly because I don't know if the 76ers have any bench production whatsoever.
Jake Weiss was their only bench player.
I would give a good estimation of bench points in favor of the Bucket Getters, 12-0.
When you compare the benches, you're comparing Nate, Josh, and Spencer Hahn. to Jake Weiss, which is a little unfair comparison for Jake, you know, him have to match the production of three men. But that's an excellent point. The depth could play a role in this. I'm going to say Caleb Shoemake has been a big difference for the Bucket Getters this half, at least. They have a one-point lead. Caleb Shoemake, probably in double figures, has played really well. Got a few putbacks, made a couple threes. Really good finisher in traffic. Hopefully he can keep it up in the second half for that team.
You know, I would say takeaway, it's, again, I can't express how evenly matched this game appears to be so far. The Getters do have more players that will play a factor coming down the stretch. Fatigue may become a factor. And then also watching the teams handle halftime. The 76ers, they were all getting their own water. Not too much chatter amongst themselves. The Getters circle up, talked about strategy. I heard Henry Boy offering to take some time, more time on the bench to get a more favorable matchup.
What a guy.
You know.
What a fabulous person.
And I'd look
and
to
if he fails me on room checks tonight, I'll take back what I just said.
Yeah. Me, say, same here. Same page, same line.
I never
line,
said he was a fabulous
up,
guy.
Same song sheet.
I never said he was a fabulous guy.
Travis doesn't care one way or the other.
Travis does not.
I'm getting airy.
Yeah.
In Travis 7 weeks in one day.
He's checked out.
That's, was that 50 days?
Something like that. 50, 51 maybe?
Ah, interesting.
Maybe 52.
Wonderful.
How about that?
50 wonderful.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well.
Thought of that one myself.
Importantly, I think it's going to be the team chemistry is going to just be the difference in this game.
I think it could play a factor, Rhett.
And I'd like to look for the Bucket Getters to pull one out. It's not going to be much more than 5-point win.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, like I said, these are two very talented teams. Teams that have improved a lot since the last time they played. Josh Howerton looks as fabulous as he did on opening night, though. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. I see this being a very hard-fought game, a game that might come down to just a couple of possessions. So turnovers can play a big factor. Offensive rebounding can play a big factor.
Total points scored.
The team with the most points will probably play a big factor.
I think Kyle Wicklund should be disqualified.
Please do tell, Travis.
He's wearing too much blue. And his shirt doesn't match. That's ridiculous.
That's true.
That's
a good point. Good reasoning. Good sound fashion
also,
advice.
Also, I would like to comment on the fact that Kyle Wicklund's shoulders sweat more than I've seen anyone else's shoulders sweat. I'm not talking about armpits. I'm not talking about back. I'm saying the top part of and outside of his shoulders are sweating.
That should be illegal.
That should be illegal.
That amount of sweat from that part of the body. Could it possibly be from him wiping his face on his shirt?
It's not natural.
I'm just thinking, like,
they didn't have sweat like that 50 years ago.
Which can only mean he's taking steroids.
Or is a cyborg.
I still vote that it's from him wiping his face.
And it's an oil leak.
Yeah, could be that. And Christian Schultz definitely not giving in any of his oil.
Yep. Wise.
He has oil that you don't even know about.
Wise to not want to help the competition. Well, we're about ready to get the second half started. That was Travis and the buzzer, if you couldn't tell, folks.
You couldn't. I know.
That was good harmony. We're about ready to get the second half started. Harmony.
Oh, sorry. That's how the cookie crumbles.
Interesting. We've got a change in the lineup for the second half. Henry Boyd and Caleb Shoemake both starting the second half on the bench. They both started the game. Spencer Hahn and Josh Howerton taking their place in the lineup. We'll see if that creates matchup problems for the Philadelphia 76ers as we get started. The pick and pop. Ooh. A good pick and pop between Micah Boo and Jake Bennett. Boo made the quick pass to a cutting Josh Howerton, who got the ball knocked out of his hands by Caleb Harney.
Good defense Gitter's by Caleb Harney.
Yep.
He's quick, he's long, great perimeter defender.
He pulls the three, does Josh, and I think he was just a little confused because he hit Spencer Hahn instead of the basket. So, Yeah. 76ers coming the other way.
Kyle Wicklin with a touch outside.
Draws the foul.
Takes
hit the
two dribbles in, draws foul. He's
if we were in the NBA, that'd be a continuation. He'd go to the line. I don't know what it'll be here. Ooh. I don't know if you can hear the bucket getter's bench or not, but that was an interesting call.
Although I will say this is that's kind of what you want if you're the bucket getters. Kyle Wicklin.
You don't
want
to get bad calls.
Yeah, well, the principle of it is that Kyle Wicklin got the ball and his first touch was probably 28 to 30 feet away from the bucket.
Good
and
point.
If that's where he gets the ball in his hands.
And he misses the free
winning.
Throw. Good foul.
Getters get out.
Wait, did he make
the
first?
Break?
No. Why did he only shoot one? Good. I'm confused. Josh Howerton, still a little disoriented from the switching of the ends of the baskets. He's 0 for 2 from beyond the arc to start the second half. And Colton Banks, putting on a clinic of dribbling, gets in the lane. And
What just happened? That's a touch call.
Josh Howerton appeared to breathe on Colton pretty briskly. And I think that was a foul. Colton Banks, step back jumper, hits just inside the three-point line.
It's the sweat
bucket
shorts.
Getters.
Down one now.
They take a one-point deficit. And
that's how it would be.
Getters come back the other way.
Bennett up top.
To Schultz pump fakes. Goes to the dribbles to the
lane.
Short corner. No look past
the
jar. Oh, the ball movement.
Great
oh,
ball
my.
Movement.
You know, that was a really good possession. Just like a San Antonio Spurs-esque possession. Ooh. Little bit of a mental lapse from the Philadelphia 76ers as they go back. They make the lateral pass. The reverse lateral pass.
And
is that what you'd call it?
Yeah,
and it was across the half court line. That's a backcourt
pass.
Rule. Not legal in basketball.
Spencer Hahn setting a screen.
A good screen.
And
shot.
As a result of any Spencer Hahn screen, the shooter's wide open. And
missed the shot, though, and Sixers come back the other way. I don't know if the bucket getters have made
Zach
a three
Merrill.
Yet. As Zach Merrill hits a three, bucket getters mm-hmm. are down. The Philadelphia 76ers are on a 5-0 run to open the second half.
As Zach Caleb Shoemake stands up to stretch out his legs.
Mike Abu with a strong take through the hard contact.
Mike Abu deciding that.
May or may not have been a foul, but he finished either way.
Mike Abu decides that Zach Merrill might be a thick man and a strong man, but there is not a man on the court stronger than Mike Abu.
That's true.
He's got that farmer strength.
Country strong.
He's country strong.
Colton Banks, the fader
the
from the
perfect
corner,
assist
missed.
Off the side of the backboard. Shot missed. Wicklin with the rebound, goes up, gets fouled.
That was a miss from the corner from Colton. Jake Weiss with a good rebound, can't hit the layup. The ball got knocked around a little bit, and Kyle Wicklin got fouled, and he's going to the line.
Folks, Nate Wesley's been mouthing a little bit, and I just have this feeling if he doesn't get his mouth under control, there's going to be a technical in the near future.
Have we ever had a technical on Game of the Week?
I don't believe so.
We had one on Tuesday with Zach Merrill.
Yeah, we did. We haven't posted that yet.
And it's for a reason, because it's the lost episode.
It's a shame that the mic never got plugged up, because it was some great commentary from Travis and Kelvin.
And B. Willis.
And from B. Willis. And from Coach Merrill after he got fired from coaching. And, you know, the mic never got plugged up. As Christian Schultz misses a three, getters are 0 for 4 from beyond the arc to start the second half. And not good for a team whose so much of their offense depends on that outside shot. As Kyle Wicklin gets a screen from Zach Merrill, who, nice pick
again.
And pop. Merrill,
Zach Merrill is
buries
hot,
the three.
Is hot from three.
And the bucket getters call a timeout, try to figure things out.
And that's what you need out of Zach Merrill. If he's not producing down low like he's been used to, he needs to produce from outside. And Zach Merrill he's that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer.
That white gold?
That white gold, man, right now.
Okay. Well, that's an excellent comparison. And there's 15 minutes left in the game, and the Bucket Gators face a 7-point deficit, which if you think about it, is there's half as many points in the deficit as there is minutes left in the game.
Uh-huh. And if you think about it, it's three possessions. All three possessions, I mean, if the Bucket Gators force some quick turnovers back-to-back, that's three possessions in 30 seconds, and they're back in this game.
When you play ball the way the Bucket Gators play ball, 7 points really isn't that much. Also, the Lake Town Black Arrows are in the stands getting ready for their next game, and Drake Holderman has the wrong side of his – oh, he fixed it. The Black Arrows have reversible jerseys, and everyone on the team except for Drake had the dark side out. Drake had the white, but he got it fixed. So
fun fact, Michael Fletchman isn't a student here but is still participating in intramural sports.
Because
basketball.
Michael Fletchman does what he wants, and have you seen his smile?
That's all the reasoning you need. As the Bucket Gators come out of the timeout with the ball, Nate Wesley has the ball in the right wing.
Michael Fletchman to be allowed to play. One of them's a statement. The other one's just his smile, like a question.
Nate Wesley comes down the lane, draws a push foul, and it will be Bucket Gators' ball from the sideline over here by the bench. There's been a lot of fouls tonight. A lot of fouls called on both ends.
Playoff ball, man. That's what it's about.
Playoff ball, nice and physical. Jake Bennett, the turnaround jumper, can't hit it over Colton Banks. Yeah. Wickland skies for the rebound.
Gators are really going to
Sixers come back the other way.
They're going to have to work on rebounding. That's what's killing them so far in the second half. They have not had bodies down low getting boards. Oh, and Gators with the rebound.
Nate Wesley upset with a foul called, but Nate, sorry, this isn't soccer. There is no advantage to be played.
You know, all these fouls that have been called really hinder the Bucket Gators offense. It's such an up-tempo game. It's been hard for them to get out in transition with all the fouls that have been called so far tonight. Caleb Shoemake from a couple steps off the line can't hit. Josiah Weiss rebounds. Outlets to Zach Merrill, who gives it up to Colton Banks. And here come the Sixers the other way.
Colton Banks draws in.
Ball off of Jake Weiss's hand, it appeared. And Bucket Gators ball.
Mm-hmm. They did a good job of containing Colton Banks on the drive. He got into the paint but had nowhere really to go with the ball.
Yep.
And now
Caleb Shoemake can't hit the layup. Million dollar move and a 10 cent finish, in the words of 2K. And Jake Weiss, open from beyond the arc, hands it. 10 point lead for the Sixers.
Fun fact, Jared Witt still attractive.
What?
Ball.
Interesting movement by the Bucket Gators, moving Jake Bennett from point guard as Micah Boone misses the shot in the lane. They've swapped positions between Caleb Shoemake and Jake Bennett, moving Shoemake to the point, Jake Bennett to the two guard. It'll be interesting to see how that affects
a little more straight
their
line
offense.
Speed.
Yep. Josiah Weiss can't hit the jumper.
Bennett's
here come the Gators
the
in transition.
Though,
he's faster than Kyle Wickland the other way, and he cannot hit. Ooh. May or may not have been an over-the-back call.
Yeah.
As Kyle Wickland reached.
Just because he is way over the back.
Reached over.
Height-wise. Shoemake with the rebound, bringing it back.
The Bucket Gators were out in transition. A push was called on Nate Wesley.
Although I will say that it's probably not Nate's fault that he does leg day and has a very large hindquarters area that happens to stick out in front of people sometimes.
Oh! Nate Wesley drawing the charge, and it is Bucket Gators ball as Henry Boyd enters the game for Micah Boo. Josh Howerton enters the game for Nate Wesley. And here come the Gators the other way. They've scored, what, 2 points this half? We're 8.5 minutes into the second half, and they've got a point. 2 points this half. Josh Howerton draws the foul.
Folks, it's a 10-point lead for the 76ers.
This is...
They've really stretched it out. They're on a... What is that, a 12-2 run?
A large amount of something run.
Bucket Gators working around the perimeter. Shoemake in the lane. Ooh, the good up and under move.
Oh, and it's
cannot hit. And just a big dry spell for the Bucket Gators. as the Sixers come back the other way. Jake Bennett guarding Kyle Wickland.
Looking like Rajon Rondo trying to guard LeBron James.
He leaves his man, and he leaves Wickland, goes back to his man Colton Banks, as Wickland, the nice finish, fading away, falling off away from the basket, hits. Oh, that's what you need to get the offense going, some quick baskets, and the bucket getters with a secondary break off the make.
Cutting
Josh
the lead
Howard
back to 10.
Makes
let's see if
the layup.
Let's see if this doesn't start a spark.
Let's see what happens.
Bennett with good defense. Weiss into the lane.
Jake
nowhere
Weiss
to go with it. Back out to Colton Banks, who's going to fire a three and drain it.
Makes it, and it's a 13-point lead.
Colton Banks looks straight at the ref, gives him the three guns. And I guess it was kind of a positive
play. Oh, my.
Christian Schultz
comes back the other way.
You know, there's just not going to be another score coming through this gym like Christian Schultz.
A nice between the legs move to lose his man, buries the three at the top of the key, and then looks directly at the three broadcasters who are currently speaking into this microphone and just points at us and gives
rebound
us the nod.
Rebound,
he gets the rebound,
back down. He's gonna
pulls up again. Can't hit. He thought it was going in.
It looked good.
Oh, the nice hustle going for the loose ball.
Schultz is an inspired man. He wants this.
10-point game.
Christian Schultz is asking questions of the rest of his teams like, are you with me? Do you want it as much as I do? Are we all committed
Zach
here?
Zach Merrill tries to answer back. Can't hit the three. Held his follow through like he thought it was going in.
Josh Howard
with a scrappy rebound coming the other way. Pitches it ahead to the man that should be getting the ball.
Schultz tried to feed it.
Yep, tried to feed it in to the cutting Josh Howerton. Jake Weiss hit it off of Josh Howerton, and it went out of bounds.
The
Sixers
emotional
ball
level, though, has just
it's
gone
risen
up about three notches.
It's
Christian
hot.
Schultz said, "Guys, let's take it up from about a six. Let's go to a good nine." Jake Bennett knocked out
Jake
of his
got,
knocked onto
fell
his
down
button out of his glasses.
Fell down when he got a screen set on him. Yeah, that happened. And
politely inquired as if the ref was kidding.
Colton Banks draws a foul, and he goes to the free throw line with 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second half. Makes the first free throw to make it an 11-point lead.
Micah Boo just being a good team player.
He really is. Colton Banks misses the second free throw. Christian Schultz gets the rebound but then loses it. Wickland with the steal. Sixers come back in the other way. Caleb Harney can't hit the jumper. Gitters with the rebound. And they've got numbers in transition.
Shoe's going to take it.
The only number they need, though, is Caleb Shoemake as he splits three defenders, lays it in. They've cut the deficit to single digits.
Caleb Shoemake running in a straight line is deadly.
It really is.
He's so fluid. Colton Banks
is also fluid.
Uh-huh.
As he wiggles his way into the lane, shimmies around, makes the layup, and
it's going to be Gitter's ball.
Gitters get the ball as the ball got knocked out of bounds.
Effort defense played by.
Good hustle from Harney, I believe.
Yeah.
And timeout called on the court. It will be a 30-second timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 7 minutes, 18 seconds left in the game. 76ers lead by 11.
Folks, this is still a game. I think if the bucket getters get out in transition, they keep pushing this. I think they can honestly not only come back, but win this in regulation.
I think they can do it. If they force overtime, it would be very interesting. Just because we've never had an overtime game on Game of the Week. But
the bucket getters, if I were them, I would do my best to get out and run. Certain members, Kyle Wilkins, a large man, and large men generally don't like to run. Zach Merrill's a large man, and they don't generally like to run.
I'm not a large man,
Josiah,
and I don't like to
Josiah
run.
Weiss and Caleb Harney have just got out of soccer practice, so they've been running for quite a while.
Yep.
Plus, they only have 6 players. If I'm the bucket getters, I try to run them.
I agree.
Exactly like they're doing right now. Jake Bennett to the
Jake
bucket.
Jake Bennett around,
and he's gonna get it
around
now.
Every witch, around every part of the defense, lays it in. He wanted the foul.
That's what I'm saying.
The Sixers didn't agree.
The Sixers big Zach men, Merrill big men, couldn't hit they don't the... want to run. The Sixers small men have just gotten out of soccer. Calm.
Christian Schultz putting the moves on the defense. Micah Boo pulls the three. And this is a ball game. This is a game, folks.
This is the lead to six. I told you if they push it in transition, this can be a game that they can not only tie but push it to the victory in regulation.
The Bucket Getters came out of that timeout with a 5-0 run, and all of a sudden this is a whole new ball
game.
There
are now securely three different options as to how this could end. One, the 76ers could win. Two, the Bucket Getters could win. Three, the Rapture could come before the end of the game. But I don't think the third option is going to happen, considering that I don't believe it will ever happen.
Mm. Basketball and eschatology. That's what we're all about here on Warheads Weekly.
Basketology.
Escaball.
Yeah,
Escaball and basketology.
You know. If this game isn't proof of the fallacy of premillennial dispensationalism, I don't know what it is.
Say that again, Henry. Henry, say it. Henry, say it.
Well,
okay, never mind. We were going to sound
really
smart.
Funny theological thing, but it was...
For the first time ever on Warheads Weekly, we were going to sound intelligent, but it didn't happen.
Smart foul.
Kyle Wickler tried to get the...
It should be a technical for being on the rim after a dead ball, but the refs seemed to swallow their whistles.
As we say quietly... friendly reminder, we are a third party commentating on the game and have
we're
no
just
bearing
here, folks.
On the game.
We just enjoy the game of basketball with the microphone.
Yeah.
Our
intramural team got eliminated earlier this week by the Bucket Getters, so we're just here to enjoy some basketball.
Fun fact, if we get a technical, Chelsea shoots free throws. Chelsea's running the scoreboard. We're tied right now at zero.
When you said Chelsea, I thought you meant the basketball team, and I was really confused.
You mean the soccer team?
The football/soccer team.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know words
if
well.
If getting a tactical would bring Chelsea FC here to shoot free throws, I would get a
Josh chance. Howerton goes in the lane. I heard skin from here. No foul called. And Sixers with the ball coming the other way. They lead by 8 points with 4.5 minutes left.
Colton Banks going to take it down the wing to the baseline, decide no, dribble back out. He's got up at the top of the key. He's going to pass it back out to Harney, who's got it at the volleyball line. He's going to drive to
the
bucket.
Oh,
a very nice take
from Caleb Allen Harney.
Pushing it back.
I don't know if that's his middle name.
Game.
I'm going to guess it's Wayne.
Caleb Wayne Harney. If you know Caleb's middle name, tweet at us at Warheads at Weekly, W-H-E-E-K-L-Y.
He's going to stay with Blue.
Let us know. And
folks,
ball
I think
went out of bounds.
Game,
Bucket Getters ball under
the
their own basket.
I think the game plan's got to be get the ball to Christian Schultz
and then get out the way.
And look, the ball goes to Christian Schultz.
Yep, they heard us. Christian Schultz pump fakes from three, thinks about it, passes to Micah Boo, who thinks about it, pops.
Got it. No! With no regard for the 76ers.
You have to guard Micah Boo. 35 feet and in.
If nothing else, because of his pure patriotism, as he cuts it to a 7-point lead.
That's just truth.
Caleb Harney, the nice pass. Very good post passing. Caleb Harney caught it in the post, was guarded heavily. Zach Merrill cut. It was a really good pass. He finished through the contact, and he goes to the line.
Zach Merrill finished that because he lifts a lot of weights.
He lifts heavy things often.
Consistently over a long period of time, and it has made his body stronger as a result.
Fun side story, as Zach Merrill makes his free throw, Shane Robinson with just quitting the team earlier in the season. Just
that
a fun side story.
Something else that's happened to these two teams over the course of the year, a little change in personnel.
Oh, that's right.
Have been a walk, but Kyle Wicklund runs down the court anyway.
Oh, the alley. They tried the alley layup from Kyle Wicklund to Caleb Harney, and he misses. Getters coming back the other way.
It turns out being an alley oops.
As Caleb Shoemake, my apologies, misses the three-pointer, and it's a 10-point game with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Getters going to have to get something real quick.
And by something, we mean 10 like, points.
Yeah, roughly 10 to 11 points and not give up any points.
Yep. They come back. Colton Banks.
Let's see what they
little
got
hesitation
here.
Move comes off the screen from Zach Merrill. He's got it on the
Sixers
wing.
Sixers are keeping possession.
They're parking the bus, so to speak. Using a lot of ball screens from Zach Merrill. Passes it to the corner to Josiah Weiss, who shoots from the short corner. Can't hit. Micah Boo with the easy rebound. Gitters come back the other way.
Gitters are going to push it forward.
Caleb Shoemaker's in range as he crosses the volleyball line. Thinks about it. Gets a hard screen from Nate Wesley. Christian Schultz from NBA range.
Oh, wow.
And he is as good as, you know,
as it gets.
As it gets. He's as good at shooting the ball from beyond the arc as lots of people. Nate Wesley fouls Colton Banks in the backcourt, and it is 1-1. As it's a 7-point game with a minute and 19 seconds left. We're within the 2-minute mark, so the clock will stop with every dead ball. And Colton Banks going to the line to try to stretch out this 7-point lead. Makes the first, and it's an 8-point game.
I think the true answer to the end of this game and the result of this game is that the 76ers can hit their free throws.
Hitters get the rebound, push it.
Nate Wesley from beyond the arc. A little short. Shoemaker. Good board from Shoemaker.
Oh, good rip down low. I don't know who did it on the Sixers, but they did. They're out on Zach Merrill getting fouled, and so he's going to go to the line for two. This is not a 1-1 situation.
It was on the shot. That's a new rule in basketball this year. If you get fouled while you're shooting, you get two shots.
That's true. It's going to really affect the way the game's played. That was revolutionary. They also did the three-point line here.
Yep. Zach Merrill.
There's a line roughly 20-ish. 20 feet around the rim, the basketball rim. And if you shoot and make the bucket from farther, from a greater distance than where the line is, from beyond the line, they will give you an extra point.
Which is kind of fun.
Every time. Very interesting.
You know what I want to see?
Brand new technology. Gotta love it.
You know what I want to see?
Perfect to go with the newfangled jump shot.
And next and year, the non-granny shot free throws.
Good call.
It's true. They're shooting free throws a lot like just regular normal.
It's weird.
Shots.
Without jumping. I would love to see next year in Ozark Intramurals, not necessarily in basketball everywhere, just in intramurals. Uh-huh. If you shoot from the OCC logo, it's 4 points. I want
to
see that next year.
Well, gosh dang it, where has that been all my life?
Because Travis Wilcoxon will score more points that way.
Here's the thing.
I want to see the four-point spot be a thing
next
year.
Christian Schultz is the only great set shot shooter left.
He really is.
I think he thinks he's jumping.
But he's not.
Yeah.
Zach Merrill, after that timeout, goes to the line to shoot the second of his two free throws, trying to stretch this lead back out to double digits.
Take a dribble, touch the top of his head with the ball, and put the ball up. And
puts it in. It's a 10-point game. Jake Bennett with the pass to Micah Boo. Thinks about pulling it. Then he does pull it from NBA range. Doesn't hit. And Nate Wesley with a nice steal. The nice evasion of the defense. Draws the foul.
Not something you particularly want to do. You're putting somebody on the line with a chance of 2 points, and the clock stops.
Not how you would have drew that up. If you're either team, really. It was kind of an unorthodox play for the Bucket Gators.
Yeah, that play was definitely drawn up with crayon.
I am 12.
Wesley makes the free throw, or misses the free throw. Wicklund draws, gets the rebound. Something happened. I guess there was a foul.
Christian Schultz lightly tapped Wicklund on the shoulder, the wet part of the shoulder. It was kind of gross, but Wicklund, it was understood they were fouling him so they could make the call.
Wicklund goes to the free throw line ever so slowly, and he will
the clock is running.
Take two shots. A 1-on-1, I guess. As he misses the first, Wesley
with the rebound. They're going to push
with the rebound.
They're gonna push it.
Here come the Gitters in transition.
They're going to push it. Wow.
Oh, Nate Wesley shot the three. Ball got knocked out of his hands.
Wicklund makes the block from about 5 feet away.
Jump ball, Sixers ball on the jump.
Yeah. Again, Nate Wesley, successful pump fake, got Wicklund off his feet. Wicklund was on the ground about 5 feet away from Nate Wesley when the shot went up, and still it got blocked.
Got a paw on it, if you will. Merrill draws the intentional foul, he will go to the free throw line to shoot.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Whenever, if Kyle Wicklund's sitting in a class and is at the very end of a row next to a wall, I mean, he's usually not in a class, but if he's at the end of the row next to the wall and the professor wants them to hand their papers in, Kyle Wicklund hands his paper directly to the professor. He's got about a 17-foot wingspan. I think he has his Pterodactyl Tribe membership card.
Almost positive that when Coach Lamb says stretch, he can touch his knees without bending over.
Yeah.
May or may not be a thing. Caleb Shoemake throws up the three.
It should have been.
No call. Jared Witt says he initiated the contact. And could we be witnessing the end of the Bucket Getters?
This could be.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it too loud since we're right behind their bench.
Do you believe in miracles?
But we're here. It's now a 14-point lead. And this is history as the Bucket Getters.
Caleb Shoemake almost hit Juan Salas.
Almost took Juan out. And that
is the game.
That is the game. Philadelphia 76ers win 69-55.
Mm-hmm. Folks. Stretching it out. And did not go how we thought the second half would.
It definitely didn't.
The Bucket Getters, they got on a cold spell.
It was a one-point game at halftime.
Shoot out of half.
I mean, got on a cold spell for, I'd say, a good 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah. 12 minutes of that half they couldn't shoot.
Too much to overcome.
And lots of threes out of places that you weren't expecting from the 76ers.
And so, wow, I really didn't expect this, guys, but we have just witnessed, is this the end of the Bucket Getters? Are they going to be back next year?
I don't think so.
I feel like most of them are graduating.
Spencer Hahn's like an 18th year senior.
Josh isn't graduating. Josh won't be here, maybe.
He could be here next spring.
He could be here. Henry may or may not be here.
Yeah.
I really don't know about anyone else.
I think Henry's trying to graduate with every degree that he possibly can. So he's going to be here less long because now we don't do the T-Saw thing, but he'll be here for a while.
Or the Deaf Ministry.
Or the Deaf Ministry. That's two different degrees he now cannot grab. But he's working on BTH Old Testament. He's got to get BTH New Testament, student ministry degree, psychology and counseling, children's ministry, that biblical justice ministry, the one that's like the family something. Spiritual formation degree now. A non-specific, unspecified degree.
Music.
Preaching.
A music degree, just regular preaching emphasis degree. You know, he's got a lot of degrees left to go.
He'll be back.
He'll be here for the next 7 years.
And so, yeah, potentially history that we witnessed tonight, the end of the Bucket Getter season at least. Takeaways from the game tonight, guys.
It was a well-played game. Jake. The takeaways was one team was hitting at the end of the game, the other team was not.
Yeah, I'll talk about how bad we played.
All right, we're going to get – were you saying something, Rhett?
No, nothing important.
Are you sure?
Very serious.
Okay. Well, we've got Jake Bennett here. Jake, what are your takeaways from the game tonight?
We played so bad. We had the lead at halftime, but honestly then, like, I don't feel like we were playing very well. We couldn't get anything going offensively. And at the end of the day, I'm just happy that all of our players still take classes at OCC. At the end of the day, that's all I'm happy about, you know. So it's like, you know.
An interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you got a player that literally played at the highest level D2 school in town, you know. And, you know, he's going to score whenever he wants just because you're playing at the lowest level of college basketball, lowest level of intramural. So it's just like, at the end of the day, if you can be at peace with losing to a D2 prospect who actually played minutes in D2 school, I'm at peace with that, you know. I like playing with these guys. This will be the end of 3 years playing intramurals together. And so, you know, it's a tough way to go out, but at the end of the day, we all still take classes here, and I can take consolation in that.
Jake, as the on-court general of the Bucket Getters, for those runs, you know, championship won, lots of games, hard fought together. What defines the Bucket Getters as a team?
You know, if you could sign sign anything to the bucket getter's name, I think it would be more than basketball to us. Honestly, like, I'm probably the most competitive guy on the team, so for me to say that is pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to go get the team together and take a pick right now, and we just got beat by 10 and we played awful. But because to me it's more about, you know, I don't know, Henry, like, always telling me to keep your head up, dude. I missed 4 layups in a row. Henry, keep your head up, dude. That's just how Henry is, you know?
What a guy.
And Shu just, like, taking over sometimes. And Nate just always putting it all out on the floor. And Christian just, like, always never afraid to take over a game. And just stuff like that. So it's more than basketball. That's what I would say. That's all what right. I would say. Bucket getter, more than basketball.
Transcendent all right. team.
Yeah, for sure.
Jake, we'll let you go so you can go take your team pick.
Guys, I apologize to let everyone in the building down. I just want to take responsibility for that loss. I was out in the sun all day this afternoon. And, you know, when I was driving to the gym today, I was yawning. And I was like, dang, this is not a good sign. And, you know, I get my energy from my defensive capabilities. And today, I don't think that I had that. And, I want to take responsibility for the loss tonight. So,
big statements from Jake Bennett. Jake, we really appreciate you. Yeah. We really appreciate the opportunity that the Bucket Getters have given us this year.
I appreciate you guys.
To commentate on basketball games. It's been fun.
It really has. It has. And
it's been a beautiful partnership.
Yeah, I'll continue to be supportive of you guys. And I'll just, all the listeners out there, I don't know if they plug themselves enough, but go check out the Warhead Softball Mondays at the Joplin Sports Athletic Complex over on Schifferdecker. So, Jay Thrill endorsed. Ooh. I will be there on Monday. So
let's go. All right, Jake, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Been a pleasure.
It really has been. Final analysis.
His hand was sweaty.
His hand was sweaty.
Knees weak. His arms were heavy. Sweater.
He was wearing a sweater.
Sweater on his vomit already. Oh, dang it. I said that.
Cookie crumble.
That's how cookie crumbles.
He does have a sweater on. There's no vomit on it. Which is good, but Travis, your final analysis of the season of tonight for the Bucket Getters.
It was a tough way to go out. They had some confidence going in. Honestly, the 76ers didn't even have Dawson Allmusslecker.
Or Joe Seaton.
So I think if those two show up, I think this is a 40-point win for them, to be completely honest. So hats off to the Bucket Getters. They gave it their all. They gave everything they could. You guys, you've shown us what true heart out on the basketball court really means. Thank you.
Rhett, you want to go ahead and finish what you were saying?
You know, in a season that had a lot of hope, a season that had it was never really about the shirt this season. You know, they've won their championships. They'd played their games. They'd had the songs will be sung, the tales will be told, but this season was just about basketball. I think it was a good year for the Getters.
Specifically buckets.
Specifically about the buckets getting and being got and being gotten again and again. And, you know, I don't think that'll ever get old in basketball. If you put some sticks together to make a hoop, I don't know how you get the sticks to be perfectly round, but you find yourself some old shopping bags to make a ball, and you just get out there. You know, there might be nothing else in common with any other part of basketball, but you will still be about getting buckets.
That's great.
And that's what the 76ers ended tonight, but that's okay, because I think it's going to live on.
Yeah.
You know, buckets never stop.
Basketball never stops. That's what Nike would say.
Yeah.
I would say, to quote Bill Russell in the Uncle Drew video, basketball always has and always will be about buckets. And wherever buckets get got, the story of the Bucket Getters will get told. Mm-hmm. A team with a lot of heart. A team with interesting choices in style.
Preach.
A team of a bunch of guys who love the game, who love getting buckets, who enjoy getting buckets together. Mm-hmm. They won their championship. Came up a little short last year and this year. Which is sad, because, you know, that couldn't happen to a better group of guys. But life's bigger than basketball.
Life is bigger than basketball.
And I think we heard that from Jake tonight in our post-game interview. There's a fabulous group of guys. A group of guys that are going to go on to do great things in their life. Whether that involves a round ball and a round hoop, that remains to be seen. But they're, you know, they have left their mark on Ozark Intramural Basketball. The first intramural team to ever have a Twitter account. Yeah. The first intramural team to ever have an official broadcasting crew. I'm just honored that I was allowed to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Could not be more honored. Life is about buckets. And
we just said life's about more than basketball.
Yeah, but it's not just in basketball. There's buckets everywhere in life.
That's true.
And I think I, along with the bucket getters, would love to say, in all things, get buckets. I'm Rhett Johnson.
I'm Monty French.
I'm Travis Wilcoxon.
This has been what will probably be the last game of the week, unless we decide to come back for the championship game for some reason. I don't know why we would.
It's up in the air. Unless, if we can do it absolutely live, we might come back and do it.
But it remains to be seen. We're very thankful for what we were able to be a part of this year.
Mm-hmm. We're about that action.
Boss. So, I think I speak for all. Well, I'm not going to say that because Rhett always does the sign-off. So, Rhett.
Guys. As you turn off your listening device that you're using tonight, take a moment, think about what there is to do in your life, and remember that in all things, it's not about basketball, it is about buckets. Hug your children a little tighter. Stay with your friends a bit longer. Listen more, talk less. I know it's me saying it. Get outside, read a good book, just for fun, not for school. Look at the sky sometimes, smell a flower.
Eat donuts.
And in all things, praise God from whom all buckets flow. Good night.